Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We wanted to get Mayor Chrisman on because he is embroiled in a race, probably the tightest race of his political career, I would say, Your Honor. Is that true?
You know, it's certainly a very competitive race, but we have a lot to show that we've accomplished in the last 3.5 years, 4 years. I feel very confident.
You should, by the way. And let me make a full disclosure. We will reach out to Rick Baker's camp in the interest of fair time to see if he wants to join us, and he can certainly talk about whatever he'd like to talk about. But I have met Mayor Chrisman, super nice guy, and I think he cares a lot about the city of St. Petersburg, the vibe I get from him. And in my opinion, what has just won you this election, I'm no prognosticator, I'm no pundit. However, what has won you this election is your embracing of Pride Week and all of the events there. And I can't for the life of me figure out why your opponent would go out of his way to say that he's not marching in the parade. I think that's a huge misstep. I don't know if you'd care to speak to that or not, or just maybe tell us why Pride Week is so important to St. Petersburg.
Well, of course, I'll do both.
And that's why I love you, dude.
You know, I think it would really have been dishonest in some ways of him to have marched in this, because he didn't march last year. In fact, he's never marched. And to do it just because you're running isn't the right reason to do it. You do it because you're supportive of the community. You believe in the community and what the community means to the city. And that's why you do it. And, you know, and I'm so excited about Pride. I mean, this is every year it grows, it gets bigger and better. And, you know, I remember back in 2003, the first year when we had the street festival and the parade, and to see where it's come all from that day to where we are today, and to see the Pride flags all over the city of St. Pete, not just in Grand Central, but all over the city, makes me really proud of this city, because we are truly a city that is diverse, is welcoming, and is safe.
Yeah, it's a vibrant community in St. Petersburg, and everything you just said, of course, rings true. And I believe I saw in the paper today, it's their first trans pride parade happening this weekend as well. And it's one thing to kind of allow events to happen or to be a city that somewhat welcomes all different walks of life with open arms, but you and the city of St. Petersburg, you definitely go out of your way to roll out the rainbow carpet and make it a huge event for everyone. Now, and I know that there was some hullabaloo about where the parade would take place and blah, blah. Did we get everything worked out? Do we need to have a sit down with you and the Pride people, or is everything good?
Oh, everything's good. We're excited. You know, this year is going to be a new location for the parade itself, down on the waterfront. You know, the organizers wanted to try something a little different and see what kind of response the public gave to it. So we'll see how that goes. And the street festival's back in Grand Central on Sunday.
Yep.
But you know, I think it's really important to note the impact that this parade has had, and not just this parade, but the LGBT community has had on St. Petersburg. I think it's made that community has made us a better city,
yep.
Not just because of the fact that I think we are a more diverse, welcoming, tolerant community, but also from an economic standpoint, the impact this parade has on the economy is huge. And you know, we've gone during my time as mayor from a score of, I believe it was 66 on the Municipal Equality Index, to a score of 100 for the last several years. And the reason that's important is because that's something that Fortune 500 companies look at. They're interested in knowing how tolerant of a city you are, how diverse are you, because they know that their workforce wants to live in a city that is tolerant and diverse and welcoming.
That's a great point. Mayor Rick Chrisman, mayor of St. Petersburg, is on with us right now. Seth Kushner.
Mayor Chrisman, do you know what you're going to wear to the parade tomorrow? Because not only is it going to be hot, but you also have to remain festive and fabulous. So are you having a hard time picking out an outfit?
No, I'll probably look a little mayorly as sometimes I have to do, although you can bet I'm not going to be in a suit. And sometimes, you know, I find myself getting carried away by the music and the enthusiasm of the people.
Oh,
It's a great time. I think everybody that goes to the parade, everybody that goes to the street festival, just has a really good time. It's just a lot of a feeling of love that's in the air, and people just feeling very comfortable being who they are.
You know what I just heard? He's going to have a toucan thong on, and it's the type where he can shove your junk into the beak of the toucan, and he's dancing. It's raining men.
Go out. Oh, good Lord. Good Lord.
Mayor Rick Kreisman is on with us right now. Your Honor, did I see something about there's finally news involving the pier?
Yes, there is. We are going to be breaking ground, and the pilings are going to start going in. This pier is going to be built. We're breaking ground on Wednesday the 28th at 9 a.m.
Wow.
And I couldn't be more excited. I think when this project is finished, this city is going to look at it and go, wow, what a great addition to our waterfront park system. What a great addition to our waterfront. What a family-friendly environment that we can come, we can bring our kids and just have a great time in an environment that's affordable.
No doubt about it. Mayor Rick Kreisman is on with us right now. When is the election, sir?
The primary is August 29th,
right.
And if neither one of us gets 50% plus one vote, then we move on to a November 7th general election.
That's good to know. And, you've got your pretty much they've served it up to you. And I'm not saying it's your race to lose, but you've got a guy who represents old St. Petersburg in Rick Baker, former mayor. And you've got a guy who's been bringing St. Petersburg into the new era, which is Rick Kreisman. So people will vote the way they're going to vote. You probably got a lot of old people, I'm just saying, in St. Petersburg who maybe liked Mayor Baker. And then you've got a young, vibrant community that will turn out at the polls and vote for Rick Kreisman. I urge people just to vote. Seth, have you already made up your mind?
I had a great relationship with Mayor Baker when I first got into radio over there, but we have a great relationship now with Mayor Kreisman, and I have really fallen in love with St. Pete under Mayor Kreisman's watch.
So you're saying he's got your vote?
That is what I'm saying right here, right now.
Congratulations. You pretty much signed, sealed, and delivered the entire
I'm an influencer, Mayor Kreisman.
And we like influencers. They have an impact, baby.
Yeah, so if you want to slide by Bella Brava tonight and buy a round of Sambuca for Seth Kushner, I'm just saying, I don't know how these things work legally and ethically. I'm just saying that'd be a sweet thing for you to do.
I'll be table 17.
Well, good luck to you, Rick. We loved catching up with you, and it was really a pleasure to meet you at the Creative Loafing Awards last year. You're a good dude, and I like seeing good people elected into power because it gives me hope, just a glimpse. Just like the tiniest little glimmer of hope that honest, good people can somehow make it in politics. And I hope you keep climbing the ladder, and I hope you don't shed any of the ethics and principles that I view you to have.
No. Well, thank you for those very, very kind comments. I mean, I love this city. I love the direction we're going. It's really it is all about moving the city forward. We don't need to go backwards. We've got so much momentum, and there's so many great things going on here, and it's just an incredible city with incredible people, and I thank both of you guys for your support. It's you guys got a great show, and despite the thong comment,
it just wouldn't be us if we didn't do things like that. Well, thank you, Mayor Kreisman. Good luck this weekend, and again, congrats on really rolling out the rainbow carpet, and I know that Pride Weekend is going to be phenomenal this weekend. Have yourself a blast. Don't have too many Zimas, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Take care, man. I mean, Zima would be the beverage of choice, right?
It's back.
Yeah, back and better than ever.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.